Do you think that if you just choose the right steak at the grocery store, then sustainability will take care of itself? Reality is a lot more complicated, not least because of supply chains. As for many foods, behind every piece of meat lies a vast supply chain. And our research at Neoma shows that distance, among other factors, can make or break supply chain sustainability. Changing our consumer habits towards buying more organic, choosing local, this may feel powerful, but our research shows that it isn't enough. The real challenge lies in how the supply chains themselves are organized. For this, we looked at the example of beef in Brazil. That means breeders, slaughterhouses, processing plants, supermarkets, and government agencies. They are all linked together. This sounds simple, but in reality, it is much, much more complicated. In 2009, the Brazilian beef industry tried to become more sustainable. It launched the Brazilian Roundtable on Sustainable Livestock, or BRSL. Breeders, meat companies, distributors, banks, government officials, even McDonald's, everyone was invited to the table. Their goal? To make Brazilian beef more sustainable after international boycotts had shaken the industry. They worked on reducing deforestation, improving working conditions, and preventing meat spoilage. And as a result of all these efforts, they published a guide with clear targets. On paper, these targets looked promising. But when we studied how the BRSL guidelines were applied, we found a problem. Despite all the meetings, all the projects, and all the reports, the change on the ground failed to meet expectation. Why was that? It was because the actors in this chain were too far apart. And so we found that the problem was distance. And for this, we found four types of distance that were holding back the BRSL. First one was geography. As you know, Brazil is enormous. Industry actors are scattered thousands of kilometers apart. This applies to many other supply chains in major countries like the US, China, or India. Second, organizational distance. A small family ranch has vastly different resources and priorities than a multinational corporation. Third, cultural distance. Diverse groups don't share the same values, the same language, or even the same understanding of what sustainability is. And finally, relational distance. Some actors are more active, others remain invisible and excluded from decisions of the roundtables or industry associations. These four types of distances create big communication problems. Often the small breeders don't hear about key decisions of the roundtable. Therefore, trust erodes, especially between ranchers and processing plants who compete against each other. Cohesion breaks down, causing the supply chain to become more scattered and disconnected. We concluded that change won't happen easily without outside help. Governments and NGOs should step in, not just to regulate, but to mediate, to ensure that all voices are heard and to rebuild trust within the chain. So, choosing the right foods is important. But we found that what makes food sustainable is its well-connected supply chains, from the farmer through to the distributor.